myself on. Okay, good evening. I'm calling this special board meeting for Mountainville Academy to order. I don't even know what time it is. It is 5:42. Present are Tanya, Wayne, Carrie, Dan, Chandler, Mikkel. Sorry, I didn't know why that person was walking by. Paxton, Ashley, and Janice. Reverent remarks. Who would like to give our reverent remarks? Because Mikkel put them on the agenda.
I'll do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this beautiful evening and that we can all gather and have strong minds and strong voices together to conduct this board meeting. And we bless the food that we will be eating later and ask thee to strengthen our bodies. And in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent.
Somebody's been practicing.
A pro.
I have. Like I say to my husband, and I'm like, do you think that's good enough?
That's awesome, Carrie.
It says reverent remarks. You may do whatever you like.
But that was lovely.
Okay.
But that was excellent.
She's been practicing.
That was great.
Do you want me to chant for you?
I do. At some point.
I'll do a chant next time.
Every once in a while, I do it wrong, being a little bit of an anomaly in our neighborhood. And I can always tell I did it. I don't know I did it wrong when I did it wrong, whatever that means. But then I get the looks, and I'm like, oh, I
don't think there's a wrong.
I didn't say that quite
did
right.
Did I sound like a Mormon?
You did.
You sounded like you were a Mormon.
Like three quarters of the way through, I was like, wait a second.
I'd break out the chant.
Our one item is the new dance club. They just put it in a little bit later in the fall, and it's supposed to start at the end of January. We weren't going to have enough meetings to make that happen to get the fee approved. So Janice can tell us a little bit about it, and then we vote on it actually in January.
We used to do a dance club similar to this, and it'll just go for that for the rest of this year. And I think they're doing it on Mondays, and I think the fee was $50 or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But they just want to bring it back. We used to do it with cheer and kind of make it really fun. And there were a lot of cute little girls that loved it.
So did she have a lot of interest already? Does she know?
We haven't put it out there yet. Because once we discuss it, then we'll put it out there.
Okay.
That's $50 per month?
I can't remember. I was for this month.
I think it's the whole time.
I think it's for the whole time. Yeah. It's a great little deal. And then they'll perform at something.
What age group or grades is
I think. Is it? I don't know. I think they might be doing any grades.
Did you say why it stopped last time?
We stopped because we were doing it with middle school, and then Tori went on her mission, and then she came back and she wanted to offer it again. So
was it only girls or girls and boys?
It's girls and boys.
Lady Lions, Miss Tori, K through six. Oh, it says girls welcome.
Yeah, I think they're just doing girls on this.
I suppose if there's an energetic young fella, then they ought to maybe revisit that. But yeah. Mondays, 3 to 4:30, January 26, April 20, $65.
Oh, 65, okay.
Hip-hop, jazz, cheer, and creative routines at our end-of-the-year recital.
Yeah. Sounds right. That's the same fee as Cody Club.
It's not. It's just, we just thought it'd be fun to bring it back. The more after-school activities we do, the better our traffic.
Agreed. Yeah.
True. That is very true. Anybody have any other questions? Okay. That is all that we needed. Just a reminder, board meeting got moved to the 8th. Apologies. There is the Seven Habits. Family training on the evening of our board meeting, and it was from 6 to 8, and we didn't really want to start a board meeting at 8, potentially go to 10 or later, especially if it sounds like the city may be joining us for that meeting. So they have mentioned someone.
I need to talk to them.
Someone mentioned that they might be coming, so I can't remember if it was Wayne or Dan. But
And Andrew said he might.
Yeah, they want to come to talk busing, but I need to talk to Andrew and say, like, look, there's no reason coming in to the meeting and having that conversation unless we come with this amount of data. Or else it's just going to be like not a productive discussion. So I need to talk to Andrew.
Do you want to tell them about your meeting you just had on Monday?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So Carrie helped organize a meeting with a bunch of parents. Carrie, you're crushing it this week. Prayers and everything. So we had probably 20-ish parents. I think that was maybe
which
close
is
to the
a
count.
Lot.
That was a pretty good turnout.
There were 20 there that I
24
don't
total.
See, which I was really happy.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of calls on it too.
But I have
Yeah, I mean, it was the time of day and everything, it was great. We hadn't got that many.
A lot of calls and questions.
Yeah, so we just went through the traffic guidelines that I had drafted, that we had reviewed with the city in that traffic task force thing we have with the police and city staff and council. And I felt like, did I share that at some point with, have you guys seen it?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So we just basically went through and we talked through the whole thing and we just got feedback. So I've got a bunch of comments I need to integrate into it. And then probably what we'll do is on the board meeting on the 8th, was it? I'll send out the revised draft to everyone. And then maybe in that meeting we can discuss, and I don't know if it needs a vote, but we could say, hey, great, these guidelines, we're all on board with them, and we would then distribute them to the parents in January.
Well, and we'll put a link in the minute.
We can make paper copies however.
So if we want to vote on that, I mean, there was already a plan that's not terribly dissimilar from this in there, but if we're going to actually adopt it and put it into the handbook, because there actually was a version that was in the handbook
for
a while, we can put it in there.
Great.
So if we want to add
that version was old.
Yeah,
this is
it is.
Updated.
As a discussion and agenda item, that'd be great, or discussion and vote.
Yeah.
Apologies for the bomb I dropped about the bike lane. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, I did talk to the mayor about that yesterday, too.
What did she say?
Because
she's brought it up in the meetings.
Yeah, I'm frankly confused on who's pushing it, because it almost sounded like she was saying the state was pushing it, because it's a federally funded thing that's enabling it.
Oh,
yeah.
And
pushing what?
The bike lane.
Installing bike lanes painted on Main Street that would severely limit anybody's ability to park on shoulders on Main Street. So...
She's the one that brings it up.
Though.
Yeah,
it's
it is a
grant.
It's a federal grant.
It's a federal grant.
I'm putting it on the other side of the street. I mean, there's a whole lot of other options.
When we asked that, they kept saying, oh, there's all these reasons why it has to be on the other side.
Yeah, there was like tornado of like terminology I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. You know it's going to be terrible for us, right? And she agreed, so, but.
She brings it up a lot in meetings.
Yeah, I think they see that. At least they express that they understand that it's going to be really bad for Mountville pickup and drop off and stuff. So,
because people would just be queuing on the road.
Yeah.
Or as the officer said, people will queue still in the bike lane and the bikers will go around it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it'll be up to the police if they decide if they want to.
All free bikers for the year.
And they won't.
That's my hunch. Is
at
that it actually will get
three
in the
afternoon. Yeah, exactly. Who does that?
And when does that ever happen? It's contingent upon a federal grant that I think that was already canceled once by something that came down from the federal government but is now back. But who knows, it might go away again.
Well, and it's hard because those are part of the holdups that happen is they're like, well, but we can't approve this because this thing might go in and that thing may never go in and we can't still be held accountable for something that could never happen.
Right.
I'm a biker. I like to bike. I don't bike down Main Street on purpose.
Yeah, that's the last place you'd want to go.
And not at 3 o'clock.
I know.
For my office, not at 3 o'clock.
But, so that was the guidelines, kind of carpool guidelines meeting we had. So that was great.
Okay. All right, I move that we... Sorry.
Go ahead. If the city's going to come on the 8th, should we try to have... Did you say this already? Should we have the survey before that meeting?
Are we doing a survey?
I think we should do a survey, and I don't think we should have a discussion with the city council until we have the results of that survey.
Agreed.
And also, I would like... I mean, Andrew keeps asking how he can help, and what I plan on asking him is go find us 5 examples of charter schools that do what you're proposing and get their costs and bring it back to us.
Okay.
I like that.
Great. So now we have the cost side.
Prepared with a list of questions for a survey for Kristen to get it sent out?
What do they want to know?
We can.
They just continue to push the why can't we do busing question.
My team's pretty eager to be involved with writing it.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of good questions already.
Yeah, so I think we just collaborate on a survey and then maybe...
Are we trying to push to get one out over break? Or we're like, no, it's okay.
No,
to
I don't
come back
I don't
on the 8th.
So.
We don't even
we'll
think people read Mountville Minute right, like this week's.
With like a separate drop-off and pick-up area.
Yeah.
They've got different ideas.
Have they said this is the area?
They've listed some ideas. But
because what do we even ask people? Because theoretically, if you were to say,
right,
we're going to pick them up in Macy's parking lot,
we have to
give
them
one thing versus, you know, like...
Yeah, some sort of like
and they
yeah, we would have to
they've
come
mentioned
up with,
the church that's before the roundabout, and then they've also mentioned Battle Creek Park, shuttling to and from Battle Creek
Park.
Where's
that part?
I have no idea.
You mean Creekside?
Creekside.
Oh, I was
Creekside.
Like, in Pleasant Grove?
The Creekside
Park, that's an Alpine on the north side.
It's an Alpine, so I don't think
I'm
it
sorry,
solves...
Guys. It doesn't solve any of their problems.
It would, all the traffic that would come to Main Street would go through neighborhoods that would then complain about, I can't believe
remember, this is like 10 minutes of pickup time that we are...
Yeah. But to your point, the survey should be as specific as possible.
Because if you said, I about the queuing time.
And I think one of the points that came up that I think was a good idea was, let's quantify what it would cost. We say, okay, as you a parent, would you be interested in paying $50 a month for this option? Mm-hmm. You know?
I still feel like, though, I think asking is a fair point, and I think it should be as specific as possible in the survey. But if we come back and see the survey saying a resounding yes from parents, is that something the school is comfortable with? Like, I feel like we need to answer that question first before we ask, because that is a big... Seems like a huge liability.
It is. As it's going to be there.
As a private person doing it, no. If there's a, you know, if there's a contract, right, I think that's a discussion we have. A third party contracting agency, yeah.
Is that something we have to be like, okay, we're all on board with a third party before we ask the parents, though?
I mean,
what if the parents say yes?
So maybe what we say is we want to talk to 5 charter schools that do this successfully, and we ask those questions. How did you get comfortable with it? What are the risks?
Right.
And because you're right, if we learn all of that and we're like, gosh, it's not working out well for them, or they took on more risk than we're willing to, then there's probably no point doing the survey.
Right.
So maybe like I talk to Andrew and Christine and say, hey, this is what we need to get done first before, because if they just come in and say, why don't you guys do busing? Like, we're going to have the same conversation.
I think I would maybe argue that if it comes back that they took on more risk than we would want, we should still do the survey and it's going to come back resounding no. And then they've gotten what they want. But like, if it's so bad that we would be like, there's no way we would do it, then
why
we survey the parents
and
they'll
put
back
it up?
That up. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, because the survey would showcase the details of what
we
learned.
If we make it clear in the survey that
I understand.
You're going to have to pay $200 per month per kid.
We don't get any funding.
And like,
you want
to
do that? Districts get funding. We don't get any.
Yeah. And I think the thing too is like, the question I would want to ask is like, what happens when, okay, they do the drop off and they wait 5 minutes and then take off, and now you got stuck in traffic or something, and now your kid's hanging out in a different part of town.
Right. There's
like,
no net
there's
there.
Some
there's
amount of like safety and numbers at Legacy Park right now, but even I, as a parent, I'm like, I don't want to leave my kids hanging out there too long.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get there late, I call someone else, please go pick them up.
Yeah.
Because they're out in public. Like, so
yeah.
I just don't know how that works.
There's always a risk.
Because we're not sending somebody out to babysit the stop, you know, then to come back to school. So at least that's not what I would anticipate.
Yeah. So the only number I've seen so far, Jason, the city engineer, called some group, and it was almost $600 a week, I want to say. $600 a week for like 30 students.
Jeez.
So it's just like a crazy ratio. Like, it just was... like untenable. So I think that's just like, I think if we say like, find us 5 charter schools that do this well and are happy with it, we're not going to find.
A comparable size, comparable spread of students. Because they're going to say, well, John Hancock does it. And there's one or two others that do it.
Yeah.
Right, and we just need to find the specifics and be like, it doesn't
matter. They have one grade in each class.
There are market forces at play that
result
in why charter schools don't do this. Yeah. Right? And then we're not some special case that magically it's going
to
work.
And we're not an exception that's refusing to do it when everybody else
does it. Yeah. So it's just, anyways. I think we get some data. I think at least they can go back to their citizens and say,
nobody's like us.
Hey, we investigated with the school. It just doesn't make financial sense for anybody to do it. But guess what? Like we're going to find a better solution that helps do all the pickup on site, and like, so that hopefully puts the busing question to rest permanently.
Yeah. Excellent.
So I'll talk to Andrew, say, hey, help us get this data from these other charter schools, since, you know, he really wants to help, which is great. And then we'll assess that, the results from that, and then we'll decide if we want to do a survey. And then once we get all that data, then I think we can sit down. I can even sit down one-on-one with Chrissy and Andrew and talk about it. I don't know if it requires like them coming to a board meeting and like
I mean, they can, but the truth is it's usually pretty fruitless when they come in and just take up an inordinate amount of time. And we it's not even on the agenda. We can't even vote on it. Like, it create, which they should know from their own meetings, but they don't. So a discussion that has, just like a committee, if it's been kind of delved into and dealt with a little more, you know, in depth somewhere else, and then we're ready to have a brief discussion and make a decision in whatever fashion that is would be.
Yeah, I just think we're so far from being able to converge on a decision that I just don't think it's worth taking up the time in our board meetings.
Especially, we don't want these longer board meetings.
Right, yeah.
Do you think it's worth having those meetings with the city still, the traffic
ones? I think that once we have these guidelines done and distributed, I think that's the big, like, first check the box. We made some progress. They're doing the warrant study on the crosswalk, and I would say, hey, until we have that study back,
let's not meet every
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Right. I think we made good progress. Let's get the warrant study back, and when we have something to react to, then let's talk about that. Like, almost go topic by topic now, instead of, like, we'll just, like, spin our wheels for an hour.
Yeah, because...
Especially if we have this other discussion on the 100 South property going, that to me is more of the, like, swing the biggest hammer at the problem.
Right.
Than, like, these onesie twosie things that.
Yeah. The ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I think too. Right.
Anything else? I move that we close this meeting.
Sorry.
Sorry, I was looking this way.
Did anybody not sign that card? Did anybody not sign that card?